Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
250 points. The more you play, the more chances to spark something big. Southland Casino Hotel. Don't miss your chance to light it up every Saturday night in July. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
I want your blood. I want your soul.
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studios.
And I want them both right now.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Here is David Basil, Rogers Scott and Justin Moore.
All right, Lunger, let's do it.
All right, 9:06 on this Monday, June 29th. Going to have a short week. We'll be at Torpedo Joe's on Thursday, a tradition we've done for probably about 10 years. All your fireworks, that's where you need to get them from. And we'll have a lot of fun there Thursday. Friday, we get off, which is very nice, Rog.
Very nice.
Three-day weekend.
I'll be emceeing an event in Conway Friday night.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Do tell.
To do something.
Do tell.
Well, I'll tell you about it when we get done with Pat, if that's cool.
Yeah. We'll have to wait for Christian.
Oh, we have to wait on Christian. Oh, he's got to call him
in? Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, call Christian and say, would you come in and call Pat? 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Well, as I mentioned, we're going to talk with Chris Walker here shortly. If you've got a kid who does something spectacular, I'd reached out to some of my friends and said, parents that have kids that are doing things that are big, that are championships or absolutely, whatever that yeah. you want to share, we'd love to give them a shout out. We'd do it where the kids are in the car or whatever, sure, or coaches. Sure. And Chris Walker's daughter just won a national championship
congrats.
In volleyball, 17 under. And it's highfalutin stuff. And then Christy Herndon Mann. They're getting ready to go up and do their big wrestling thing up in Fargo. You remember she always takes a group up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so we want to promote that. Somebody says here, Roger's Vault. I encourage Roger to do Roger's Vault. And we have to sort of weave it through the show. But more Roger's Vault is always
good. Well, listen, there's the other vaults are much more impressive. Here's something you need to know about. Summerwood, Camp Summerwood starts today, June 29th through July 2nd. Breakfast, lunch, snacks provided every day. Daily devotional, sports and games, crafts. Register online at summerwoodsports.com/summer. That is June 29th through July 2nd. That is Camp Summerwood. They've got another one coming up at the end of July, towards the end of July. We'll mention that as well. Family Market Stores as well, Big Monday.
It's camp time.
Of course it is.
Yeah. I never really did the summer camp. I went to vacation Bible school, that's it.
I went to vacation Bible school. We made paper mache animals. And then I did go to a camp once. I think it was... I think my teacher that you saw at Mainline, Mrs. Grisham.
Yes, she won.
She won first
place.
She won first place. I think I went to a camp with them, but I also went to a church camp. I think it was a church. The First Church of Nazarene. I think that may have been it. This Friday night, Badge, it's the 2026 Lights Over the Lake there in Conway. They've got local bands, they've got games, they've got food trucks, all kinds of things that are going to be happening there at the 2026 Lights Over the Lake, and I'll be there doing a little MC, just bringing people on and doing that.
Speaking of our 250th birthday, country's birthday, our man PB grew up in the most historic
where some
area.
War started.
Yeah.
He's the all-time leader in three-pointers made in Arkansas.
He once did a draft workout with the Boston Celtics. And now, he works at the SEC Network.
Yeah.
He's, of course, Pat Bradley. He's brought to you by Cabot Outdoors, selling, servicing, and providing a wide range of lawn and yard equipment. Your Hustler Zero turn mower and steel equipment dealer. Go to CabotOutdoors.com. And Bath Fitter, your local expert in custom bath and shower solutions. Whether you're looking to upgrade your bathtub, install a new shower, or make your bathroom more accessible, they're here to help. Go to bathfitter.com. Now, let's get to the shooter.
Good morning, PB.
Hey, boys. How we doing, boys? How we doing?
I can see Pat getting dressed up this weekend, July 4th. As a revolutionary, that type
of
garb.
Right now for Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, that there are commercials running on local networks where I am dressed as Uncle Sam, as another Paul Revere.
Yeah.
I mean, the outfits that Savannah over at Alcoa purchases for me to wear in these things are outstanding. They're quality. And I've asked Steve Brown if I could wear those to costumes. He says, absolutely, Roger, this closet is yours. They are fantastic. I love being able to wear a tricorn hat and a powdered wig.
This is the time for it, right?
It's exactly the time. If there's ever was a time for it,
Pat,
Pistol.
One of the great things that we have on video, back when video wasn't as good as it is now, Roger, is back in, that's probably 10 to 15 years ago when we were in Boston. And you gave, you got in front of everybody, and would you like to recreate the scene?
Hear ye, freaking hear ye. Right here is it. It's coming. It's coming. There it is, the Declaration of Independence. Right here, we're going to have it signed. Listen, they were all doing that stuff. That was right there.
So good. Oh, that was the beginning
of the Freedom Trail.
Yeah, Freedom Trail.
Right there at the Freedom Trail. And Samantha and I, when we went up to Boston last year. Absolutely, dude.
That's right. That's what it was, Pat. Yeah. I mean, is there any, I mean, when you have, you talk about the towns that have the greatest history, was it that in Philadelphia? Well, Philadelphia, those are the two. Boston, Philly.
You got to go, I mean, Boston, the first time that, listen, right there, but with the cemetery, what's the name of the famous cemetery there? The number one.
In Boston?
Yeah.
Pat?
What is it, Pistol?
You talking in the north end there, near the old North Church?
Yeah, yeah, the one with Paul Revere and all
of
them. We
walked by and saw, you said all the old headstones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably where it's at right there, yeah.
Yeah, what's the name of it? I can't think of it. But, yeah, where Paul Revere is buried.
How about that?
Listen, we stood on the ground where the Revolutionary War, they say, began because of the firing and the massacre.
When you were a kid growing up there in that area, I mean, you think in school all the history lessons have to be, you better make sure and get an A on this.
Yeah.
Was it really emphasized, overemphasized, just because it's the area where so much history took place?
It was. I mean, you know, we took a lot of field trips to, whether it was the Freedom Trail, but, you know, I've lived so close. You know, I grew up a half a mile from Bunker Hill in the Bunker Hill Monument.
Yeah.
So, you know, we would go to, you guys remember the North End, the Little Italy. So that's where a lot of the history is. And we would just go down there to hang out a lot,
right,
whether it's just go eat and mess around. Because we had friends that would sort of live in that area. We used to go, there was a couple basketball courts we would go to. So to answer your question, you know, you walk down the street and there's like a big statue of, you know, Paul Revere and his horse. And then there's like a big sign with an engraving. And we'd go to Faneuil Hall just to go eat. Like I said, and hang out, because there's a bunch of bars down there. And, you know, you're walking by, you know, there's a chair that says, you know, Benjamin Franklin sat in that chair.
Benjamin Franklin's parents were buried there.
We stayed
in the Boston Harbor.
It's crazy that that's there. Of course, you know, I just got back from London. You spent time in Europe, and you get the same thing, even more and much longer ago, that when you see that, of course, you know, here in Arkansas, we're, you know, again, you know, 1836, and so we don't have quite the history that other states do. But that's why
we got history, for our country.
But that's why people go to, that's why they go to Boston and Philadelphia and all that. So are you going to be doing anything special? I guarantee you what's great every year for this time of year, July 4th, fireworks in Boston and Philadelphia and D.C.
Oh,
yeah. Well, you know what the ironic thing is? You can't buy fireworks in Massachusetts. They won't let you.
Stop
it's
it.
It's illegal.
Stop it. I do not
I'm
doubt
telling
it.
You.
Got a communist stuff. Is that?
You got to go to
That's
New
exactly
Hampshire.
What it is.
Well, but they do have a giant fireworks deal, right?
Yeah, they do that in
can't even buy fireworks.
They do that in Boston. I don't know if there might be some other cities that do it.
Well, I think it's time for another revolution up in that area, Pat. Let's get it started, just like the wave. Let's get it started right there, and let's start a new Freedom Trail.
I can see Pat wearing a cool, like, piece, period piece there from the Revolutionary War.
He would wear, he would look good in the knickers, but the powdered wig that Pat would wear would be awesome. And then
I'd
the tricorn.
Bring that back.
Oh, dude, with a musket on your back, you'd have a satchel. Get me a mop.
We were talking about watching maybe The Patriot for our Hawks Homes movie review.
Or National Treasure.
You can do that.
National Treasure. Well, again, is there any other
Patriot games they dress up like that?
Yeah, is there any other movie besides The Patriot that's a cool movie that's set during Revolutionary War time? All our war movies are World War II, War One, Vietnam. Is there any other movie besides The Patriot that focuses on that time in our country's history?
Well, in that time, I can't think of one.
Yeah, wow. isn't that something?
There's gotta
ain't
be.
That something?
Now, I know that it seems like there's a lot of documentaries. It seems like there's always a little discrepancy on. I thought there was one on Gettysburg. I mean, you talk about like historical.
Gettysburg or the Alamo or things like that. Yeah. But other than The Patriot, I can't think of another movie.
Say that something.
They would be. That would be documentaries, you know. Unless you're watching something on Adams or Jefferson.
It's just, why don't we think we can make movies? The Patriot is absolutely outstanding.
And the only thing that comes to mind, the first thing that popped into my head was Roots because of that time, you know, with what was going on then.
Is there American Revolution? Movies,
there's
gotta be. How come we don't?
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to say.
Here's a good. Well, this is Civil War. I said the movie Glory with Denzel Washington.
It's a great one.
That's not a Revolutionary War period.
You know what? If nothing else, it makes you go back and study that a little bit.
That is a great movie. If you have not seen Glory, it's one of the best. Have you seen that, Christian?
Glory.
Yes.
Is there any movie you haven't seen, Christian? Christian's 29, but he's led the life of somebody who's 72. You look at how many movies he's seen.
I watched like 4 movies over the weekend. That's what I do. I watch movies.
You do. You are a movie machine. You're unbelievable.
You'd be great at trivia if you ever came.
I would be. trivia.
Pat, will you? Not much. Obviously, not a lot of sports. Well, there are sports going on, but not like it is during basketball.
Wimbledon's going on.
That's what I was just getting ready to ask you. Is that Wimbledon starts today? Serena Williams is coming back at 44. She's been on the shot, lost some weight, feels pretty good about things. Will you be rooting for Serena?
Yeah, she's fun to watch. Yeah. She is electric television.
How many Grand Slam singles? Go. How many Grand Slam, Pat? How many Grand Slam singles has she won?
Does she have 20?
Close enough.
Is it 22?
23.
I
was going to say 23. I thought I was being
Margaret Court that has
23?
Yes.
My guy now is Yannick Sinner, though. Yeah. The Northern Italian kid.
Like the Italian?
I like him.
Can you
he's
name,
playing right
yeah,
now?
Northern Italian.
He's
playing now.
Can you name me another top two or top three women's player right now?
Sabalenka. Coco Gauff, right? Isn't that
Is she a top three or four or five?
I don't know, but she's in the mix a lot.
Osaki.
Naomi
another
Osaka.
American tennis player. Osaka.
Did he say Osaka or Otani?
Right. There all seems like they're in contention. I don't know where they're ranked.
Well, let me tell you.
But they're always in contention.
One of the great traditions of our great country of 250 years is waking up Saturday, I think it's Saturday, this Saturday. You know what's going to happen, Roger?
Yep.
We're going to have, you see Wimbledon's on, and you see the hot dog eating contest.
Oh, my.
You've been to that, haven't you, Pat?
We've had him on the show. So
and
have
I have been.
Yeah, you,
and
I have you been. Were a regular for 2-3 years in a row, weren't you?
That's exactly right. I saw Joey Chestnut last year, and then I saw the first of the in between Joey when he had to take the year off because he was endorsing.
Fake
meat hot dogs.
Yes.
He did.
How about
quite
that?
The scandal. Let me tell you, the crowd was buzzing with scandal that year.
I remember.
We thought
go ahead.
We thought he was going to surprise everybody in like you know, come on with a mask on, and then they go, Joey Chestnut here, and the place would go wild.
Who was the Asian?
Very, very controversial, I thought.
Who was the Asian person that was trying to storm the stage, and the police were looking, because they would allow him to.
It was almost like Clubber Lang.
I think he maybe won some other years.
He did win.
The Spider Lady. What's the Spider Lady called?
Kobayashi.
Also in Usual Suspects.
Kobayashi. Kaiser Soze.
Okay, watch this.
Hang on me. George Chestnut's a paper champion.
Pat, don't blurt. Don't blurt, Pat. Let's see if Roger or Christian can name for many years, probably for, I would say, Pat, five to eight, who was the person that hosted? Was the color guy, was the color sort of analyst host for the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest on ESPN?
Dario Inoka.
No, but good guess. Christian?
I've never seen it. I've never watched it.
Pat, you want to help him out?
Well, I have anyway.
Pat, you know
who was it? How am I stumped now?
Jimmy Dykes.
Oh,
no, never knew.
Jimmy Dykes was done that for at least 5 or 7 years. He was a regular. And they had the regular guy who's always on there, who's the part of the Nathans, and then but he was the ESPN.
Now
guy.
They got to do this like the banana ball guy. You know, one of their
Jimmy
guys.
Did everything.
He does a great
Jimmy
job.
Did the dog show.
He did.
I remember.
Guess that's where they
was the Westminster dog.
How many hot dogs do you think you could eat in 60 seconds?
60 seconds?
Yeah.
I'm going to go two. One. Yeah, I'm just say two.
Exactly. Now, do I get to dip them in water and shove them in my mouth?
Yeah.
Or can you help me with that?
Yeah, we're getting ready to look at it.
I think I could do 4.5.
In a 60 seconds?
60 seconds. That's a lot, Pat.
If I really focus, I have a cup of water to drink, though?
Yeah, what is that? They don't even drink the water. It's to soak it up.
By the way, we've talked about Terry Bradshaw's son-in-law is a chef who's got this giant, they call it the Big Ass Burger down in Texas. And he does a prize if you can eat it all. And he's got Roger. I think they've got like hot dogs, like sausage on top.
Oh, I don't want of, that.
Yeah, it's got so it's got an onion rings. It's got so.
It's got, now I will say this though, I'll say one thing about the Nathan's eating hot dogs.
Yeah.
So Nathan's hot dogs, they're not very big.
They are pretty skinny.
So if you go like this.
Yeah.
So if you go to you can buy them in the store, but. Even like down at Coney Island, you know, they've got obviously
they're good hot dogs.
Restaurant.
Yeah. We're visiting with
they're good, but they're not like the monstrous like
right.
Yes,
ballpark.
You know how some hot dogs. Stuff like that.
I wish you had more trash talking like wrestling does now that you guys are talking about it. If they would have some trash talking.
I can eat more wieners than you.
I think they do a little bit. I wish they do.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking with Pat Bradley.
Now, look this up, because somebody told me Joey Chestnut's going to be in Arkansas. Doing a eating challenge.
Speaking of Walmart.
I hadn't heard that.
Do you guys hear that?
No. Do want to thank Cabot Outdoors and Bathfitter for sponsoring Pat each week. Good folks at both establishments.
Absolutely.
Appreciate them.
Thank you.
By the way, there was a playoff day today in golf. Victor Hovland won the first playoff hole and won the tournament.
Oh, it's over?
Beat Scotty Scheffler. Did you see that, Pat?
Soon.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Be later.
They're going to come back another day for one hole? I thought they had to play the whole 18 again. Come on, man.
I thought they were going to play more. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah, what are they doing that for?
Come on. You blew it.
Pat, are you locked in to all things soccer this week?
Oh, my gosh.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah. No, I just.
Come on, Pat. Hey, last week didn't matter. Last week's game didn't even matter. They shouldn't even have played it. Now we're back to the. Knockout round.
Finish him.
Knockout round.
Pow.
Well, I'm not into. I don't. I'm just. I never really got bit by the soccer bug.
Yes. Yes.
And you know, I just. I'll watch the United States. Although I forgot to watch last Thursday night.
Yeah. Well.
But I'll watch.
Yes. Go ahead.
The U.S. But I just don't understand, like. I'll go places in the World Cup will be on. And it's two teams from two, you know, different countries other than the United States, and people are watching it. And I almost feel like soccer's on, like, all the time. Like, you can watch FIFA games, you can watch MLS games, But for some reason, people like watching World Cup games from different countries, like, that are not, I don't know. That's just, so well, people watch the games, but I don't know if you have a rooting interest or in,
well, I think for people,
home team, obviously, right?
I think, yeah, for people that like soccer, like myself, I mean, it's kind of like March Madness. You're just watching teams. You're hoping for a good game. That's all you're doing, really.
Yeah.
Are you?
Well, March Madness, I think, is a little bit heavy on the gambling, too.
And yeah. Yeah.
You know, which maybe people in the World Cup, I just never got bit by the bug.
Well, again, Roger and I are about the same. I mean, Christian maybe too. If it's got an American flag on it, I don't care what the sport is. We're gonna
right,
cheer
you're
for
you. You're gonna root for your whole team.
That's right.
I like the fact that you said Roger and I.
You guys last week.
I like the fact that Baz said Roger and I do for sure. Not sure about
Christian. I don't think because
you know what, he never talks about her or shows anything any emotion towards America.
Are you the same way, Christian? Are you like us?
Yeah, I'm gonna root for America in international competition.
In most things.
In everything, right?
Yeah.
You just had a question.
I can't think of what I wouldn't root for them
okay,
in.
Just checking.
Well, Pat.
Did you see in the golf tournament, it was a bunch of, the guy that won it, Norwegian. And so a bunch of the Norwegian fans made their way to the golf tournament.
Oh, I think I did see that put on quite the show, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. It was actually cool because they were, you know, they had their Norwegian flag shirts on, and they must have come from their soccer game. Yeah. It just so happened that the Norwegian guy, Victor Hovland, was tied with Scotty Scheffler.
Oh,
so it was like,
wow.
USA, Norway.
Very cool.
It was cool on the golf course.
Yeah. Listen, I love the fact that, you know, we get to show off our country, and hopefully a lot of those, most all those folks have had good experiences over here. And yeah, I think if you're TV or whatever, if your businesses, you want America to keep winning. Because people keep going into bars and restaurants and watching and spending money and that kind of thing. So, Bosnia Herzegovina.
What?
Oh, it's pretty tough, though.
Can we play
Bosnians? Those Bosnians.
So what happened when both of those got together,
Christian?
We're
playing Bosnia Herzegovina?
Yeah, what? Listen, shouldn't we be able to beat Bosnia Herzegovina? Well,
we should. We're favored.
I don't want to live in a country where we can.
Yeah.
Now, am I saying the second half of that right?
Yes. Yeah, Herzegovina.
Yes. Bosnia Herzegovina.
See, you're like Chris's dad. Now you have to speak that way.
How does that language sound, Pat? Do you know Bosnia is Bosnia Herzegovina?
I don't know what's going on over here, Roger.
I don't fix it if you can.
I don't know,
whatever,
Pat.
Whatever you can do, fix it. I'm trying to.
The language? That's a good question, Baz.
What do they speak? Bosnia?
It's going to be a combination, right?
What would it be, Roger? What would be a good.
You were just singing. I think you were just doing the Russian dance. Bosnia Herzegovina. Bosnia Herzegovina. Herzegovina. Oh my God!
There's a English teacher out there that's so embarrassed of us.
Oh, English teacher! Some of our listeners going, turn that down at stoplights. They don't listen.
Well, Pat, enjoy your 250th celebration of our great country this Saturday. I'll see you in a little while.
I did learn one thing though during this World Cup that the reporters and the commentators were referring to Turkey as Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, yeah, we talked about that.
I hear it now, and I just, will I be corrected if it's a turkey? But it's okay if I go Turkey, eh?
Turkey, eh? Turkey, eh?
You know, but here's the deal. I'm not walking into, well, never mind. I'm not sure, because it's going to come off terrible.
And I guess the official language is, according to AI, Google, Bosnian, Croatian, and Serbian. The combination, I guess you can. Anybody understands
Eastern Europe language?
Yeah, I guess he's one of them.
Yeah,
Eastern Europe language. What is that, Christian?
I don't know. Unfortunately, to my American ear, they all sound the same.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
These things triggered by
the game in L.A.
What?
No, it's where's it at?
It's in the hood in Inglewood.
Oh, Inglewood.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it in Inglewood?
That's exactly.
Which is a suburb of L.A., right?
I think it's time we do this.
Pledge allegiance to the flag, the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's outstanding.
Santa Clara. We'll be playing in Santa Clara.
Santa Clara.
Oh, they're playing in Santa Clara.
That's right.
Really?
49ers call home.
Yeah. All right, PB.
Have a wonderful weekend, my man.
Yes. All right, boys. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thanks for cleaning your toilet last time you were here.
Yeah.
My mother got on him. She said, listen, if Pat wants to, because I'm too old to be cleaning Pat's toilet. He's got to do a better job. So Pat goes, I'm going. So Pat's ready. Pat's ready to clean up his bathroom.
I dove in. I almost fell in.
Say hello to your mother for me.
Yeah. All right, Pat. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, well done.
You know, speaking of which, for all those people out there that have to clean urinals and bathrooms in the public, God bless you.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know what kind of hazmat suit, rubber gloves, and everything else. You a nose, a clothespin on your nose. I don't know what it is. But you go into some bathrooms and that's when you find out that people can just be animals.
I know.
I mean, even a sink, even a urinal. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Roger, when we come back, we'll visit with the father of a new national champion in volleyball out of Arkansas, Chris Walker. Don't go away, 9:30.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is SportsCenter.
In the World Cup over the weekend, a few more teams punched their ticket to the round of 32 for the first time ever. In total, seven teams will be or have already made their debuts in the knockout round. Bosnia-Herzegovina, who will be playing the United States on Wednesday, Cote d'Ivoire, Egypt, Cabo Verde, the Democratic Republic of Congo, South Africa, and Canada are those seven teams. South Africa and Canada played yesterday with Canada winning 1-0, scoring in the 92nd minute to win. Today, there will be three games of the knockout stage. First up is Brazil and Japan at noon. The second game of the day will see Germany take on Paraguay at 3:30, and the final game of the day will have the Netherlands facing off against Morocco at 8. All of those games can be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center.
A hot, sunny day with a high temperature of 96 degrees here in Little Rock. Could see the heat index around 105. So there is a heat advisory today. In fact, we're going to have a heat advisory here in Little Rock all the way through Thursday. Tonight, a low of 77. Tomorrow, sunny and high of 97. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner. 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Join Rick Schaefer and I every afternoon on Arkansas's number one caller-driven sports show. We'll talk with great guests like Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakmont Sports, is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakmont Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built for soccer fans. Because sometimes your player gets subbed off and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute, they're on the pitch creating chances, and the next, they're heading to the bench. Well, not anymore with FanDuel Super Sub. If your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with a substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same day results. If you're over 35 or have a family history of heart disease, this screening is for you. Healthy heart, healthy you, healthy future. Call UAMS Health at 501-603-1222. That's 501-603-1222.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports delivered. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and custom fiberglass components that give you a stronger, smoother, and drier ride. For 42 years, our award-winning family business has put sportsmen first. Experience the difference at Trader Bills Outdoor Sports at Hot Springs or Little Rock location, or on the web at TraderBills.com.
Camping
camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection is good. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
All right, it is 9:36. Little Caribbean Queen, Billy Ocean. Mona, 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 Mona. We will be in studio every day except for Thursday. We'll be at Torpedo Joe's, a tradition we've done for 10 years, I guess, where you get all your fireworks, air conditioning.
Well, we get ours.
Grocery store carts. It's the biggest and the baddest and the base and the most basic. They got it all covered.
And sometimes they let you try it before you buy it.
Yeah,
because they'll go outside and show some of these things outside. It is a fantastic. The whole family gets involved with this. Breakfast is served and everything.
Well, we'll be off Friday, which is great. I also noticed it's funny. I want to thank everybody who responds to all these posts we do about the places we go. Yeah. Like Camden for the White House Cafe or the Ohio Club or different things. We're going to Mariana Wednesday for Jones Barbecue. But there was one. There's always something. You know, one guy said, they can't even get the – you can't get the signal down here in Camden. We've done it before. And he goes, I don't know why. You have to listen to that. I think he called me Scuzzy Basil. Okay. Scuzzy Basil.
There's people. There's some of the people that are.
I know, it's hilarious.
You give them.
I think chance. I liked it. I think I'm pretty sure I liked it.
Oh, I'm sure. It's the same thing. We get it all the time. The people that ride in.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass Little Rock Glass Hotline and talk to the sponsor of graffiti for the last, 7 years, 8 years. 25. Chris Walker, Fence Brokers. Good morning, Chris. How are you doing?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
I mean, Chris, Chris and I. Go ahead. Chris and I were texting last night at 12:30. So, first of all, he had just got in.
Sounds like one of those commercials. Who are you texting? This is Chris Walker. Let me talk to Chris Walker.
Yeah, you were still up. And then you won a championship, which your daughter won a championship, which we'll get to. But now you're back on the road this morning. Are you going to another volleyball tournament?
Yeah, we're leaving immediately after this. We're heading out to Indianapolis. So it's two different associations. So the one we just played in was AAU. You guys have heard of that.
Yes.
Because of basketball and other sports. And then this one's just USAV, and it's another association we're going to. You have to play in tournaments and win a bid to get into it. And so we're headed out this morning. Heading out and driving there.
Well, so give us the details on the national championship that your daughter and her teammates and coaches won over the weekend.
Yeah, so it started on Wednesday. It was a 4-day event. And then like every, you know, you play pool play the first 3 days. And then after you play all those pools and figure out, you kind of narrow it down. And then it ended up different tournaments or different teams. But the bracket play that you play the last day, we had 11 teams. And then from there, we won three games, and I'll be honest with you, each one that I saw, even my daughter asked me, she said, what do you think about this team? I said, it's going to be pretty tough, but obviously as you go in those tournaments, the teams get bigger and faster, it was just one of those deals, and you guys know from playing sports, sometimes it just happens, and it just happened. The girls played great, they played well together. And it was just one of those weekends that you don't get many of them, but it was one of those weekends.
So, Roger, what is called? I'll make sure I get this. Is the they're national champions for the AAU Volleyball Girls Junior National Championship, correct? 17 and
right,
under.
And there's 17 and under, but there are different classifications. So, if I wanted to, it would be like winning maybe a 3A or 4A state championship. So, as in all sports in Arkansas, very, very, very difficult to compete at the highest level for you know, for sports, just because, you know, we're competing against teams in Houston and Dallas and St. Louis and Chicago, and everybody is a lot taller. So as the divisions go up, everybody gets bigger, taller. And so, but yeah, I mean, it's still a national championship, different divisions, but we have all our team as always, even in Arkansas, been a little bit undersized, but they're very, very good volleyball players. But,
Chris,
you know, most of our girls are, yeah.
So the team is called the Arkansas Select Volleyball Team. Is that correct? Is that the way you would say from based in Traskwood?
Yes, that was the club that I started 4 years ago, just because there was a need in the area. And this is our fourth year. And I think this is right. I'm not sure. Definitely the first one for our club. But I think it's the first national championship for AAU. Clubs have won USAV national championships for AAU, a national championship. I think it's the first Arkansas team. Someone told me that, but I'm sure somebody will correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, it's all, listen, it's a little confusing how because there's so many different levels, but all we know that is that you guys are national champions.
Thank you. Yeah, it was fun.
And so because of that, Roger, we want to give the champions salute.
Salute!
You want to mention your coaches real quick?
Yeah, they call her Coach B, Michaela Beeslich. She goes by B. She just says it Beasley because it's got so many vowels in it.
Yes.
But she's a seventh-grade coach at Bryant. She does a great job. Morella, can't say it again.
Wow.
She's from Brazil. Lots of, yes.
Vasconcelos.
She was the assistant coach at Henderson State, just recently moved to UAM. And Jesse Jerome, she was a grad assistant at or a player at Henderson. She is now the assistant coach at Seward Junior College. And then Natalie Allison, which is going to be a senior at Henderson State. So that was the other thing. We were very, very fortunate to have high-level coaches there. And yeah. I'm just telling you, to have four or five coaches it makes a huge difference.
What are we talking about, Coach Cal? This looks like Coach Cal's bench. You got as many coaches as you got players. Wow.
I'm going to tell you something. It made a difference. It really did. Wow. Because the girls are getting individual coaching, and we can watch what the other team's doing. So it's a huge advantage when you can have a coaching staff like that.
And we got to say AAU MVP Adeline Wilkerson, senior at Lake Hamilton. Also, AAU All-American Presley Walker, which is your daughter's senior, right? Outside hitter, sixth rotation.
Right. Yep.
And then AAU All-American Paisley Porter is a junior at Conway High School outside hitter.
At Conway, yep. I'm going to tell you something. Adelie Wilkerson is, you know, to me, I was telling someone else that's writing a little article. She's probably the most underrated player in her position. I mean, she is not the one that's going to do a lot of self-promotion. She's not going to do a lot, you know, just their family is not going to do that. But she is, to me, one of the best players in the state. She absolutely showed out. And when you're playing volleyball and you can't get the ball down on the floor and you can't score, it makes it very difficult. And she makes it difficult on the other team to do that. She plays phenomenal defense.
Roger, Christian, what would be – before Chris tells us, what would be something that a volleyball player would yell to their teammate while on the court during a point, like during the action?
Ooh, ooh,
you know,
ooh,
like
ooh,
like
can we make
like,
it up? Is that
like
what you're
you
saying?
Want to set up?
Okay,
like,
yeah,
set
yeah,
up for the
yeah.
Lob,
net up,
net up. So you're going net up,
net up.
So hands up,
net in,
Christian,
all net.
You got
all
anything?
Net.
You got anything for that?
What do you got?
Rotate.
Well, they're constantly calling for the ball. You know, I mean, it's communication. You got to know who has it, and everybody's got to be in their spots. And that's what's important to defense is knowing their locations and knowing where they're supposed to be. So.
Circle the net.
Spike it.
Circle the net.
Spike time.
Net me. Net up. I like net up.
We're going to start using that, Roger. We're using that this week.
Netta. Rookie guy. I got it. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
If it's quiet in there and all of a sudden you hear one of your teammates go, meow. That comes from the stands.
That is the team mascot. Got the always talking about that's a new team mascot.
Oh my God. He'd love to come do a pep talk.
Let's hear the guy the always talks like a cat say net up.
Roger knows that's my favorite guy on graffiti. Yes, I love the cat. I don't know why, but I love the
production. And fence broker shuts down during graffiti, just in case. Gosh. Listen, and the guy that also talks like a cat, he has rapidly become the number one go-to guy on Match Game.
Well, listen, safe travels. You guys win another championship, Chris. Go for it.
We're going to give it a shot, and I really appreciate you guys letting us cover this kind of stuff. Listen, volleyball doesn't get a whole lot of coverage.
You're right.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys doing it.
Yeah, this is exactly what we were talking about. It's not, again, you're not going to probably see it on Channel 7. Sometimes Sully's able to do it, or local TV channels, because there's just so much that's going on. But we want to try to help and give
us can I throw in a quick plug?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I started a deal called Volleyball Network, and so Arkansas Volleyball Network, right? ABN. Yes. We have over 40 high schools coming into Summerwood on July 30th and 31st for like a media days. And Kyle Sutherland started it last year, but we're really excited about that. The girls really liked it. You know, they do something similar to what they do in football. It's on YouTube, and we're going to do that again this year. It was a one-day event last year, but we're going to do a two-day event out at Summerwood with, the hindrances are letting us have it out there. And so we're looking forward to that. So like you said, it doesn't get a lot of coverage, but we're really excited about promoting volleyball.
Awesome. Yep. Love it. Love it. All right, buddy. Chris, thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Chris.
Safe travels.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah,
Netta.
Thank you. Netta.
Netta. We're using it.
Come on. Love it. Love it. Christian, I don't know what's going on.
Come on, man. What's the deal?
Well, I tell you what it is. Todd was right. Todd Pierce said there was issues going on. I don't know what it is. I'm just, I'll try not to insert songs or desert them. I don't know what's
Christian,
going on.
Do we have a problem?
Well, we do have a problem, and it's we go right to a commercial.
Yeah, let's just see what happens.
See what happens then.
Sure, there's plenty of places that you can get your fireworks for your July 4th America 250 celebration, but there's only one Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, carrying the largest selection in Central Arkansas from those huge commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells to sparklers and snakes for the kids. Torpedo Joe's has everything, family owned, and can answer all your questions. And they even provide shopping carts for your convenience. And it's air-conditioned. Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Topgolf.
Oakland is you might have noticed Parker Cadillac is under construction. That's because we're building an all-new state-of-the-art facility. In the meantime, we've moved to our temporary location at 12 Shackelford West Boulevard, right up the street from Parker Lexus. The good news for you is space is limited, and we've got to move some inventory. Take advantage of up to $15,000 off brand-new Cadillacs and shop the nicest selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs you're going to find anywhere. It's a temporary location, but you're still going to get the same first-class service Parker Cadillac is known for. Shop us online at ParkerSpecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Have questions about retirement, investments, or your money? Call our financial hotline. Dial 501-381-5228 and leave a voicemail with your specific financial question, and our experts will answer it on the Get Ready for the Future show Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Get your financial questions answered by the pros. Days.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market. Serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster. With a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. Mm-hmm. One's coming.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine.
Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Connects today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Oakland is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
The Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs is back. It's going down July 18th from 5 to 8 at the Statehouse Convention Center in downtown Little Rock. Your ticket includes a tasting cup and margarita samples from some of the best bars and restaurants in the city. Get your tickets now at 1037thebuzz.com. Sip, sample, and celebrate summer at the most refreshing event of the season. It's the Rock City Margarita and Great Arkansas Beer Festival presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs and brought to you in part by Tito's Handmade Vodka.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
All right, 9:52, wrapping up things here on this Monday. We'll be back in studio tomorrow and Wednesday, and then we will head to Torpedo Joe's on Thursday for our annual gathering with the Snyders and good folks, good family folks.
What a great American story that they have.
Yeah, outstanding. Yeah, and then we get Friday off, so that'll be cool. I hope a lot of you get to have Friday off too. Justin Acree joins us. How are
Hi.
You, Justin? Welcome back.
What's up? How are we doing?
Good. How was KC?
KC was good. Got to hang out with a lot of Dutch.
For those people who missed it, you got to go to one of the World Cup matches.
Lots of Dutch people and some Tunisians.
Yeah, it was the Netherlands and Tunisia. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And what was it? Who won? I can't remember.
Netherlands smoked them.
Easy?
Yeah. So they got up early and then, it was 3-1.
Have you been to a World Cup before?
Match? No, hell no.
So what was it? So rate the experience.
That was awesome. I mean, I don't know, 10 out of 10?
Yeah, everything just...
Other than the rain, it rained. We got poured on before the game started. But once it started, it was awesome. I mean, the pageantry of it all.
Fans
are crazy. It was packed. We hung out with the Dutch fans in the morning at KC Live. And
cool.
It was packed out. It was like a tailgate on steroids for a football game. I mean, they had the place literally, it was A-holes and elbows. I mean, it was nuts.
Everybody nice.
Oh, they were awesome. And everybody's, you know, chugging beers at 9 a.m. And it was wild scene, man. And then there was the walk with 36,000 people from KC Live over to the fan experience.
Oh, wow.
It was a mile and a half walk, and they're, you know, 25 across the street for maybe, I don't know, 5-6 blocks. It was crazy, dude. I mean, it was really impressive.
Easy. How did they take care of I'm sure the crowd, concessions, food, drink, all that was easy.
Unbelievable.
In the stadium.
So good.
Okay.
So good. They did a great job. It was a little, you know, it was a little hairy getting over there because you had to basically take the bus. There was no Uber and that kind of thing. You could, but you had to go way in advance if you're an Uber.
Did you do anything? So what day, what night was that when you...
Our game was Thursday.
Thursday?
Thursday night.
Okay, so did...
6
so you,
o'clock.
And you stayed over a couple days in KC?
We went before for a concert, and then we went to the game, and then we left on Friday.
What was the concert?
Dave Matthews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's good.
Boom, boom.
Yeah, good back-to-backer.
Yeah, I know today Phil is getting his Broadcaster of the Year award. Same group I was at last year. Super nice. He's got it before. He's actually won it before.
Fourth time.
Yeah. But I don't think he's been when they've had, since they've had the new little banquet deal, which they're doing now. So at least what he told
know.
Me.
Okay, yeah, well, then he would know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they've got some great, I mean, Hall of, we had Tirico win in last year with me as the
like Hall of Fame guy. So I think he's got a couple that'll be going in with him too.
He said the facility where it is really nice.
Yeah,
he's actually going to do the show from there today.
Yeah, so. Very nice. What else is happening on the show?
Well, Moses Moody's coming in studio. I don't know if you saw my email.
Oh, no,
but
I didn't.
We're moving forward on that. Cool. I appreciate you facilitating that.
You bet.
We're going to be hanging out with Moses, and when Steph Curry comes to town soon for his event, we're going to have a chance to talk to Steph, I think, too, at some point. So they've got a golf tournament and some other events. There's like a kids camp, and there's an evening event, too, where they do like a sort of a campfire talk, I guess, if you want to call it that, or a barbershop talk. And so it's going to be a really cool thing for locals to be able to go, as you know, and hear from Moses. But he's going to come in studio and talk about the event a little bit today. He's going to record some promos and have some things running promoting it. So
what are we, a month out?
Yeah, about a month out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little less.
Yeah, that's, listen, it's not easy. It's not easy to get a guy like Steph Curry to come in to do that. So it shows you the respect he has for Moses.
Did you see the big news today?
I have not.
There's talk about LeBron going to Golden State.
Wow.
So how legit that is.
Draymond opted out this morning.
He what?
Making room for LeBron potentially.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Wow.
They also want Anthony Davis, apparently, so we'll see.
Who don't?
It's going to be the unction over there.
If they can get healthy Anthony Davis, that's great. If they can't,
yeah,
then that would stink.
Yeah, yeah. What else is happening on the show?
That's all. I mean, we're just recapping the weekend. You know, Moose was at his game, so we'll get his thoughts on his experience.
And his was, what? When was his?
He went Saturday.
So I guess there's four teams per stadium there. I mean, is that the way the thing's set up?
I don't know how it's set up now, but they only have one more game in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I think.
It's a knockout round. Started last night. Yeah.
Are you guys engaged in this at all? Or are you watching?
Yeah, we'll watch. I'll pay attention to
all
it.
About it.
Last week, you know, we learned that it was complete. You know, it didn't mean anything. Didn't count towards anything. It was just
body
the
blow,
last game,
body
right?
Blow.
Yeah,
and it was still disappointing to lose. I was like, I'm literally blank. I was like, really?
Does it matter? Why don't you even play it? You know, you have some momentum.
You got Pulisic some time, which is probably good for him to shake out the, you know, the.
What did you just say?
Got what? Cobwebs.
What did you just say? Who was it? Who did you say?
Pulisic.
It was Nerd alert.
Is that no good?
Nerd alert.
He's one of our star players that hadn't played because he's got a hamstring.
Oh, wait. What did we learn today?
He played more in the second half.
What did we learn today from Christian, the nerd alert we had? What were we talking about? Somebody signed a contract.
Exhibit 10 contract?
Exhibit 10.
I don't even know what that is.
I know it. Roger?
What's an Exhibit 10?
It's basically a training camp contract.
Triggered. I don't know. We need to get NSG in here to see if
is
they
it an Arkansas
they're
guy?
Doing it.
Yeah.
Lamar Wilkerson, who's from Ashdown.
Network
he played
services.
At Indiana.
How about that?
He's a good shooter.
Hey, listen, that's what Christian brings to this show. You know that.
Listen,
you know that.
He's a nerd. He knows all.
Yeah, he's watched more movies than all of us combined. He's only 29.
Well, watch more movies than you guys is not good. And by you guys, I mean you.
New movies.
Here's the thing. If you wouldn't watch the same movie 47 times,
that's true.
You would have a chance to see more films.
But they're so good.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Great job, Roger Dye.
Yeah, great job with you, Betsy
Weaver. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Zone's up next.
Hashtag blast.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter.
You asked for a premium boat at an accessible price, and Trader Bills Outdoor Sports deliver. Introducing the new Vexus Defender, starting at under $32,000. Unlike other brands, the Defender boasts an all-welded, high-performance hull, hydraulic steering, and